The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Good morning and welcome to the Kids Mix with me, Kath B. We'll have loads of stories, loads of songs, and loads of fun.
Wake up, wake up, it's time to wake up. Wake up, wake up, it's time to wake up. You've had some rest, now it's time to wake up. You feel refreshed, now it's time to wake up. Wake up, wake up, it's time to wake up. Wake up, wake up, it's time to wake up. You've had some rest, now it's time to wake up. You feel refreshed, now it's time to wake up. Wake up, wake up, it's time to wake up. Wake up, wake up, it's time to wake up.
Ooh, and we will rise together.
You feel so low with your eyes on the ground. These words can hurt, they do more than make a sound. If you think you can stop and turn it around.
Is the sound? Well, it was supposed to be the train crossing with the lights flashing and the arms coming down. It's a train!
What's that on the railway track? Long and sleek from front to back. Here it go, clickety clack, it's a train. All its cargo, hear its soulful whistle blow. a train. All aboard the steam engine, hear the whistle blow, then I let the fun begin again on the train. See the locomotive pull, hauling all its cargo, hear its soulful whistle blow. Dun, dun. Chug, 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 it picks up speed, pop, 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 and out it steams. See its headlight brightly beam, it's a train. It's a train.
It's time for What's That Noise?
Yes, that's right. It's time for What's That Noise, where I play a noise and you try and guess what it is. You have to listen very carefully. And then at the end of the show, I will reveal what it is. Here we go. Oh, what did you think that was? It's something that Mum and Dad might take on a picnic. Shall we play it again? Okay, here it is. And remember, at the end of the show, I will reveal what that noise was. So keep listening.
What's that noise?
Here's a song from the movie Enchanted called That's How You Know.
How does she know you love her? How does she know she's yours?
How does she know that you love her?
How do you show her you love her?
How does she know that you really, really,
truly love her?
How does she know that you love her?
How do you show her you love her?
How does she know that you really, really,
truly love her? It's not enough to take the one you love for granted. You must remind her or she'll be inclined.
Some people are little and some people are big, but the next song's called No Bigger Than a Bug.
One morning when I woke up, I couldn't believe my eyes. Everything in my bedroom was now an enormous size. I was standing on a pillow as big as a mountainside. And my blanket stretched before me like an ocean far and wide. I was no bigger than a bug, no bigger than a bug. Oh, everything is so much bigger when you're no bigger than a bug. Across the hallway, but it took me a long, long time. The carpet, it was a jungle, thick with trees and vines. And the stairs were these enormous cliffs I was scared to climb. Fortunately, I found my model plane and I went flying. Yeah! I was no bigger than a bug, no bigger than a bug. Oh, everything is so much bigger when you're no bigger than a bug. I made it to the kitchen and I climbed up on the rim of a cereal bowl that looked as big as a football stadium. I dove into my breakfast. It's a good thing I can swim. I ate and ate, boy, did it feel great. Up to my legs and scrambled eggs. Up to my belly and bread and jelly. Up to my eyes and blueberry pies. Tons of fun. And when I was done, I was back to my normal size. My mom looked up from her coffee cup and said, "Where have you been?" I said, "Mom, I was here the whole time. But you didn't see me, did you?" Because I was no bigger than a bug, no bigger than a bug. And everything is so much bigger. Yes, everything is a lot, lot larger. Everything is so much bigger when you're no bigger than a bug.
You're listening to Kath B's Kids Mix on Fresh FM. Here's a story called The Three Little Pigs.
The Three Little Pigs. Once upon a time, there were three little pigs. And when they were old enough, their mother decided it was time for them to seek adventure in the big wide world. So, one sunny morning, they packed their clothes and some sandwiches and off they went. One day, the three little pigs happened upon a lovely woodland clearing and each thought it was the perfect place to build their houses. "I am going to build my house from straw," said the first little pig. "There's lots of it and it will take very little time." "I am going to build my house from sticks," said the second little pig. "There are so many of them in this woodland and it will take me no time at all." "I am going to build my house from bricks," said the third little pig. "It will be strong and sturdy." His brothers laughed as they knew the bricks would be heavy and his house would take a long time to build. Theirs would be finished much sooner, and they would be free to play in the sunshine. So the three little pigs started to build their houses. One day, the first little pig was in his house of straw, and outside appeared a big, bad wolf. The wolf shouted, "Little pig, little pig, let me in." "Not by the hair on my chinny-chin-chin," he replied. "Okay," said the wolf. "I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down." So he huffed and he puffed and he blew the straw house down. The little pig was so scared he ran to his brother's house. He told him about the wolf and they hid under the table. Once again, the wolf shouted, "Little pigs, little pigs, let me in." "Not by the hair on our chinny-chin-chins," replied the little pigs. "Very well," said the wolf. "I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down." So he huffed and he puffed and he blew the stick house down. They were so scared that they ran to their brother's house, the third little pig, and they told him about the big bad wolf. But he wasn't afraid, as he knew his house was built with good, strong bricks. Once again, the big bad wolf shouted, little pigs, let me in. Not by the hair on our chinny chin chins, replied the three little pigs. So the big bad wolf said, I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house down. And he huffed, and he puffed, and he huffed, and he puffed, and he huffed, and he puffed. But the house was made of good strong bricks and would not move. The three little pigs were very pleased. By now, the big bad wolf was very cross, because no matter how hard he tried, he couldn't move the house. He decided to climb onto the roof of the brick house and sneak down the chimney. But the little pig was too clever and had a big pot of soup bubbling over the fire. As the big bad wolf came down the chimney, he caught his bushy tail in the bubbling pot and gave such a scream that it sent him back up the chimney, and he landed outside with a thud. The big bad wolf was so afraid of the three little pigs that he ran far into the woods, and from that day forward he was never seen again, and the three little pigs lived happily ever after.
Let's cooperate with Ronno.
If your right foot could only step forward and your left foot could only step back, what'd you ever do?
You split in two.
Ooh.
Ow.
Ooh.
So feet.
You've got to cooperate.
If we cooperate,
look at us working together, hey, we're a team.
If the cars at the green light got going, but the cars at the red light went too, what would they ever do? Tell me now.
They go round.
If each kid in the class said, hey, me first, and nobody was waiting his turn, what would we ever do?
It'd be a zoo!
We've got to cooperate.
You're too much to want to be. That's the way it's got to be. It's to be great. If we cooperate.
If sopranos would not sing the high notes, la la, and the basses would not sing down low,
boom, boom,
what would we ever do?
Our song would be through.
Through?
Yeah.
They should have cooperated.
Kia ora and welcome to the Kids Mix with me, Kath B. Next song's called Pigs Will Fly.
Just where he sneezes. Pigs will fly but coughs and wheezes spread around the flue whenever he says achoo.
Just where he sneezes. Pigs will fly but coughs and wheezes spread around the flue
whenever he says achoo.
Thank you.
where he sneezes. Pigs will fly but coughs and wheezes. Spread around the flu whenever he says achoo.
Kia ora, thanks for joining me, Kath B, on the Kids Mix on Fresh FM. I've never really got into trouble by blowing a bubble, but this song's called Bubble Trouble by Judy Cranston.
If I was a bubble, I'd float in the air. If I was a bubble, I'd float everywhere. But the only trouble, if I was a bubble, is when my bubble went pop. Please don't pop my bubble.
Our story for today is called Hemi's Kite.
Hemi's Kite. Hemi's mum made him a kite. She made it out of paper and toy toy and red feathers and shells that rattled in the wind. Wherever Hemi went, he took his kite. One day, Mum forgot to get the bread. "Oh dear," she said, "now we won't have enough for tea. And I'm too busy with Bubba to go." Hemi felt hungry. "I'll get the bread for Mum," he thought, and he slipped out the door. Took a shortcut through the park. "Kia ora, Hemi," said the man at the dairy. "Mum wants her bread," said Hemi. "All right, Hemi, here you are." Hemi ran back through the park. There was a strong wind blowing. The kite tugged and bounced and rattled in his hand. Suddenly, it flew away. Hemi ran after it. He ran in and out and between the trees. Then he saw his kite caught in the bushes. "Hooray!" yelled Hemi, and he pulled it down. "I'd better get home," said Hemi. He looked for the way back, but he was lost. "Now what shall I do?" he said to himself. First, he ate some bread. "I'll wait here, and Mum and Bubba will come and look for me," thought Hemi. And he ate some more bread. "But maybe they won't find me," thought Hemi. And he ate some more bread. "Maybe if I fly my kite, Mum and Bubba will see it," said Hemi. So he tied his kite string to a bush. The wind tugged the kite up into the sky and rattled its tail. now I'll wait, said Hemi. And he ate some more bread. Hemi's mother was getting worried. Where is that boy, she said to Bubba. Come on, Bubba, we'll have to go and look for him. So she put Bubba in her backpack and went into the park. She looked everywhere, but she couldn't see Hemi. Then she heard a funny rattly noise. That's the shells on Hemi's kite, she said. She looked up at the trees. Sure enough, there was Hemi's kite, and its tail was rattling in the wind. Hemi's mother went in and out and between the trees, listening as she went for the rattly shells on Hemi's kite. At last, she saw him. There you are, said Mum. Where have you been? I've been to the dairy to get you and Bubba some bread, said Hemi. It was wrong to go without asking me. Did you get lost, said Mum? Just a little bit, said Hemi. And how much bread left, asked Mum? Just a little bit, grinned Hemi.
Manu hau te e, ki te rangi runga hake nei. Hura huru, huru hura hura. Tinana ti e mi he, puhihi purere he. Kota, kota, kata, kata koaha. Kota, kota, kata, kata koaha. E re re manu hau te e, ki te rangi runga hake nei. Hura huru, huru, hura hura. Tinana ti e mi he, puhihi purere he. Kota, kota, kata, kata koaha. Kota, kota, kata, kata koaha.
You're listening to Fresh FM's Kids Mix with me, Kath B. The next song is called Tugboat, and it's by Jerry Paul.
I'm a tugboat on the ocean, and I pull ships with a single motion. Ocean liners, fishing trawlers, people ferries, and oil tankers through the sea. And they call me when they're in danger. The big seas make me braver. Rolling waves, hurricanes, full moon tides, and even tsunamis. And my captain, Captain Longley, he's been acting rather strangely. The woman with the fish's tail, he heard her sing, and it broke his heart, I think. And now he does.
doesn't talk much when he's steering. I see in his eyes something he's fearing, and it hurts me much to see him sad. If I had arms, him I would embrace. But I'm just a little tugboat on the ocean, and I pull ships with a single motion. Ocean liners, fishing trawlers, people, ferries and oil tankers through the sea. I'm a tugboat on the ocean, and I pull ships with a single motion. Ocean liners, fishing trawlers, people, ferries and oil tankers through the sea. I'm just a little tugboat. I'm just a little tugboat.
Here's a bit of a different song that I wrote with my friend Dan Kendrick. It's called Supersonic Boogie Bottom. So get your bottoms boogieing along to that.
Supersonic Boogie Bottom.
Are you ready?
Bottom.
Robot arm. Robot legs. Robot body. And clap, and clap. Two steps forward. And clap. Two steps back. You ready? Here we go!
Supersonic Boogie Bottom.
Freestyle it, freestyle it, freestyle it. Do what you want to do. Freestyle it, freestyle it, freestyle it. Dance how you want to dance. Freestyle it, freestyle it, freestyle it. Move how you want to move.
Sonic Boogie Bottom.
Raise your arm. Bend your knees. Bounce, bounce. And clap, and clap. Move your feet. Shrug your shoulders.
Supersonic Boogie Bottom.
Have you got a goldfish? Well, this next story is about a rainbow fish.
The Rainbow Fish by Marcus Pfister. Translated by J. Allison James. Way out in the deep blue sea, there lives lived a fish. Not just an ordinary fish, but the most beautiful fish in the entire ocean. His scales were every shade of blue and green and purple, with sparkling silver scales among them. The other fish were amazed at his beauty. They called him Rainbow Fish. "Come on, Rainbow Fish," they would call. "Come on and play with us." But the Rainbow Fish would just glide past, proud and silent, letting his scales shimmer. One day, a little blue fish followed after him. "Rainbow Fish," he called, "wait for me. Please, give me one of your shiny scales. They are so wonderful, and you have so many." "You want me to give you one of my special scales? Who do you think you are?" cried the Rainbow Fish. "Get away from me." Shocked, the little blue fish swam away. He was so upset, he told all his friends what had happened. From then on, no one would have anything to do with the Rainbow Fish. They turned away when he swam by. What good were the dazzling, shimmering scales with no one to admire them? Now he was the loneliest fish in the entire ocean. One day he poured out his troubles to the starfish. "I really am beautiful. Why doesn't anybody like me?" "I can't answer that for you," said the starfish. "But if you go beyond the coral reef to a deep cave, you will find the wise octopus. Maybe she can help you." The Rainbow Fish found the cave. It was very dark inside, and he couldn't see anything. Then, suddenly, two eyes caught him in their glare, and the octopus emerged from the darkness. "I have been waiting for you," said the octopus with a deep voice. "The waves have told me your story. This is my advice. Give a glittering scale to each of the other fish. You will no longer be the most beautiful fish in the sea, but you will discover how to be happy." "I can't," the Rainbow Fish started to say, but the octopus had already disappeared into a dark cloud of ink. "Give away my scales? My beautiful, shining scales? Never! How could I ever be happy without them?" Suddenly, he felt the light touch of a fin. The little blue fish was back. "Rainbow Fish, please, don't be angry. I just want one little scale." The Rainbow Fish wavered. "Only one very, very small shimmery scale," he thought. "Well, maybe I wouldn't miss just one." Carefully, the Rainbow Fish pulled out the smallest scale and gave it to the little fish. Thank you very much," the little blue fish bubbled playfully as he tucked the shiny scale in among his blue ones. A rather peculiar feeling came over the Rainbow Fish. For a long time, he watched the little blue fish swim back and forth with his new scale glittering in the water. The little blue fish whizzed through the ocean with his scale flashing, so it didn't take long before the Rainbow Fish was surrounded by the other fish. Everyone wanted a glittering scale. The Rainbow Fish shared his scales left and right, and the more he gave away, the more delighted he became. When the water around him filled with glimmering scales, he at last felt at home among the other fish. Finally, the Rainbow Fish had only one shining scale left. His most prized possessions had been given away, yet he was very happy. "Come on, Rainbow Fish," they called. "Come and play with us." "Here I come," said the Rainbow Fish, and happy as a splash, he swam off to to join his friends.
It's lovely to have you here on the Kids Mix with me, Kath B. This song's from Aladdin, called A Whole New World.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride. A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
A whole new
next. I know, one of my favourite songs by John Phillips called Kia Kaha Tuatara.
When the sky turned cold with an icy blast, and the dinosaurs roared their mighty last, not much was left on the earth's cold floor. The world had changed for
Otaka Podewa, hee-haw.
Listening to The Kids Mix on Fresh FM with Kath B. And here's a story that I used to tell my daughter called Spring Clean.
Please read us a story, old bear. We'll all gather round. Dear old bear, sit in your favourite chair. We'll sit all around. All around, dear old bear.
I think it's going to rain, said Rabbit, peering out of the window. It does look rather dark for the middle of the day, agreed Bramble. Little Bear drew a funny face on the glass. Actually, he said, the dark is on this side. It's dust. Rabbit added long ears to the funny face. Little Bear's right, he said. The window is really dirty. When did we last clean it? I can't remember, said Old Bear, looking thoughtful. Which means it must be time. Time for what? Asked Little Bear. Wait and see, replied Old Bear, hurrying out of the room. Little Bear and Rabbit were still drawing pictures on the window when Old Bear returned pushing a large basket. Oh, picnic time, said Little Bear. Not yet, said Old Bear, lifting the cloth and pulling out a feather duster. It's spring cleaning time. We'll do the whole room. It'll be fun. Fun, cried Little Bear. Cleaning isn't fun. Bramble picked up some dusters and handed one to Rabbit. Come on, he said. Let's go and find something to polish. Bramble climbed up to inspect the tabletop. It's really dusty up here, he called. Let's do this first. Rabbit jumped up to join him. But as he bounced onto the table, he landed on one of Bramble's dusters. Whee! He cried as he slid right across the table to the other side. This is fun, Bramble. You must try it. A few minutes later, Rabbit and Bramble, with a duster wrapped round each foot, began skating gracefully backwards and forwards across the table. Rabbit even managed a sort of twirly jump, which looked quite spectacular. Watch, Bramble! I'll do a figure of eight, he called. I think it's time we started work, Rabbit, said Bramble, when he finally remembered they were supposed to be polishing. Rabbit glided to a halt and peered down. But it's done, he cried. Look! Bramble looked down and saw his own face staring back at him. The table was almost as shiny as a mirror. Well, said Bramble, I never thought cleaning would be this easy. Oh, it is, said a voice from below. It was Jolly Tall. He'd picked up a feather duster and was waving it about in the air. I'll dust away all the hard cobwebs with this, he said. Watch out, spiders, here I come. Can I have feathers on a stick too? Asked Little Bear. Sorry, said Old Bear, there aren't any more. Why did you take this? And he handed him a little bear-sized woolly mop. Oh, it's just like a hobby horse, cried Little Bear, climbing onto the mop and galloping around the room. It would be better if you rode it with the mop end on the floor, suggested Bramble. Then you can clean as you go. Little Bear galloped on, stopping every now and then to flick away a dirty mark or push the dust out from behind a table leg. When he came to the bed, he peered underneath.
"It's black with dust under here," he called, as he poked his mop in and wiggled it about. "Help!" came a startled voice from under the bed, and Cat popped her head out. "Oh, it's you, little bear," she said. "Your mop gave me a fright. I thought it was a woolly monster." Jolly was still dusting all the things the other toys couldn't reach. He flicked at the leaves of the plant and the books on the shelf. He even dusted the doll's house roof. "Thank you, Jolly," called the little doll from the window. "We saw you cleaning, so we're doing our house too." Old Bear was just thinking how lovely everything looked when he noticed Mrs. Doll cleaning the doll's house windows. "We are silly, we've forgotten the dirtiest things." And he pointed to the windows. "I think we'll need damp cloth to get the dust off there." Old Bear fetched a bucket of warm water. Then Rabbit, Bramble Brown and Little Bear washed away the dust on the windows. And Old Bear polished them till they shone. Very soon they'd finished the bottom of the windows, but when they looked up, they realized not even Jolly could reach the top. "It seems a shame to leave them half done," said Old Bear. "Perhaps we could fly the plane up there," suggested Rabbit, "and clean the windows as we go." "The plane would fly too fast," said Old Bear. Then he looked at the basket. "But," he added, "I've had an idea. Now, where did I see those balloons?" A little while later, the cleaning basket was standing by the window with three big balloons tied to the handle. And inside, instead of mops and brushes, there were three brave window cleaners, each clutching a yellow duster. "There you are," said Old Bear. "You'll be able to clean the windows as you drift past." "You'd better take my feather duster so you can reach into the corners," said Jolly, handing it to Little Bear. Old Bear let go of the basket and gave it a little push. It left the ground and floated gently up. Rabbit and Bramble cleaned as fast as they could as they drifted past the window. "Slow it down," called Little Bear. "I haven't used the feather duster yet." Bramble grabbed the curtain to steady the basket, and Little Bear just had time to flick the feathers into the corners before they floated on. "That looks better," said Rabbit, as the balloon drifted away from the window and gave the toys a chance to admire their work. "Where are we going now?" he asked, as they floated on across the room. "Down, I hope," said Little Bear. They weren't. They were still going up. "I think I'd like to go down," said Little Bear. "Well, I suppose we could jump onto the bed," suggested Rabbit. "But we're not over the bed," said Little Bear, looking out of the basket. "We're over the floor." Old Bear was watching anxiously. "Try jumping up and down in the basket," he called. Bramble Brown, Little Bear and Rabbit jumped as heavily as they could. The basket wobbled a bit, but drifted on and on. "If you tie your dusters together," called Jolly, "I'll catch the end and pull you down." Bramble knotted together the corners of the three dusters to make a long yellow rope. Little Bear tied one end to the basket. Then Bramble threw the other end to Jolly. "Here you are," he shouted. "Catch!" But Jolly couldn't catch. Even though he stretched his neck as far as he could, he wasn't tall enough to reach the bottom duster. "Oh, help!" cried Little Bear. "We'll never get down." But Bramble had had an idea. "If we pop one of the balloons, we might just float down gently," he suggested. "Except we haven't got a pin," he added. Little Bear turned the feather duster upside down. "This might do it," he said, poking at the balloon with a stick. Bam! The basket went down a little bit, and then stopped. "Pop another one," said Bramble, covering his ears. Bang! Went the second balloon. All the toys held their breath as slowly the basket floated down to the ground and landed softly on the carpet. Phew. You said cleaning would be fun, Old Bear, but I never thought it would be exciting. Old Bear lifted Little Bear out of the basket and pointed to the window. Look at it now, he said. Little Bear stared. Oh, no, he cried. It's still all dark. We didn't get the dirt off after all. Of course we did, laughed Old Bear. It's dark because it's late. We've been cleaning all afternoon. And what comes after cleaning time? Tea time, cried Little Bear. And he was right.
What's that noise?
Drum roll, please. It's time for the reveal of What's That Noise? Here it is, one more time. Did you have a guess? What did you think? Well, I'm about to tell you. That was a thermos flask opening, popping the top and pouring into a cup. Thanks for guessing. And don't forget, next week we'll have a new noise. In fact, every week we'll have a new noise. Hooray!
What's that noise?
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.